But now, Louise Ogden reports on the strange beams of antimatter that stream out from Earth during thunderstorms and how an instrument on board the Fermi Space Telescope is helping us to learn more.
The Fermi Gamma Ray Telescope was launched in June 2008 to observe the most energetic objects and events in our universe. The largest telescope of its kind, Fermi is equipped with two special instruments, the first being the Large Area Telescope and the second being the Gamma Ray Burst Monitor, or GBM. The latter can view the sky in all directions at once due to the highly penetrative nature of gamma rays. It was thought that the only dark part of the sky would be where the Earth was blocking the view of the GBM. So scientists were rather shocked when they detected gamma rays coming from the Earth. These odd detections, known as terrestrial gamma ray flashes, or TGFs, were first discovered by the Compton Gamma Ray Observatory in 1994. Michael Briggs, the principal research scientist at the Gamma Ray Astronomy Group at the University of Alabama in Huntsville, told me a little more about these gamma ray flashes that originate from the Earth.
They are intense, very short bursts of gamma rays lasting less than a thousandth of a second, and they've associated with thunderstorms and lightning. And with GBM, the Gamma Ray Burst Monitor on NASA's current Fermi satellite, we're also seeing TGFs. And as of the end of 2010, we've seen 130. And with this particular research, we focused on some unusual ones, which were much longer than the typical TGF.
Michael Briggs has been particularly interested in these longer flashes and how they were created. It turns out that what Fermi is seeing is not gamma rays arriving at the telescope, but rather gamma rays being made inside the detector of the telescope.
We focused in on the spectrum, and we discovered that they had what we call a line in concentration of gamma rays at one particular energy, 500,000 electron volts, which is the signature of positron annihilation. When positron and electron combine, they convert to energy gamma rays at this characteristic energy, telling us that the positrons were involved.
The antimatter particles seem to be produced by thunderstorms in the Earth's atmosphere, which forces the positrons out of the atmosphere up into the magnetic field surrounding our planet. Because positrons are charged particles, they were channeled by the magnetic field lines around the Earth towards the telescope. This meant that Fermi did not even need to be directly above the thunderstorm in order to detect it.
The event on 2009, December 14th, and Fermi was actually over the Sahara Desert, which, of course, is not a location for thunderstorms, and it was connected by the magnetic field all the way to Zambia, 4,000 kilometers to the south, over the horizon, so there was no way that Fermi could have seen gamma rays from the TGF, and the electrons and positrons follow the magnetic field of the Earth to Fermi. Some of the electrons and positrons, of course, missed Fermi since Fermi's pretty small and continued past Fermi to northern Egypt. And as the field got stronger, they do what we call magnetically mirror, and that causes them to reverse direction. And they returned to Fermi and made a second peak. So we had a double peak TGF, which is another piece of evidence for this model of the particles traveling along the magnetic field.
The strange thing is that TGFs have only been picked up by Fermi 130 times since its launch in 2008. Obviously, the telescope is pretty small compared to the size of the Earth, so many TGFs will go undetected, perhaps as many as 500 a day.
And we really don't know what's special about the lightning that makes TGFs, how it's different, if it is different from other lightning, and also what's different about thunderstorms that make TGFs. There's really quite a lot of completely open questions about TGFs. We think we understand some aspects, like how the particle acceleration is taking place, but other basic questions are really wide open.
The significance of this is that we still don't really understand what's going on when lightning strikes. There are hundreds of thunderstorms every day, and yet only a few seem to create the longer TGFs that are associated with positron emission. What we don't know is how these thunderstorms manage to act as powerful particle accelerators that beam positrons and electrons into space.
These TGFs are somehow caused by lightning in a way we don't understand. They're being caused by very strong electric fields that the thunderstorms somehow create. So we hope that this will all become clues and the TGFs tools that we can use to understand these phenomena.
That was Michael Briggs from the Gamma Ray Astronomy Group at the University of Alabama in Huntsville, who has a paper in press for the journal Geophysical Research Letters about his work on positron electron beams generated by terrestrial lightning.
That was Louise Ogden, and we'll have more from her next month.